We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Amri Nardoi, Kol Moida'a, the Loiksiv Bei, Ananya Dina Bei Beunso De Planya. Any Moida'a, a Moida'a again is we write a shtar, a guy writes a shtar, saying that what I'm going to do, when he sees me selling something, it's not a good sale. Zok, now it says in Nardoi, you have to write in the shtar, the Edom say, I know exactly what the Oinus is. But it doesn't say that. The loiksev be'ananya dinam be'unso the planya. If it doesn't say, I know what the oinus is, lav maidahi. So Gemara explains. Gemara wants to know, maidah demai, what type of maidah? Eid the gita of the matanta, gila mil sabami. Gemara asks like this. If it's a get or a matana, so there, you don't have to write what the oinus is, because obviously, if he's writing maidah, obviously he's being forced. Why? Because he's not being forced, just don't do it. When it comes to matana or a get, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it. Mashenka, I'll speak to you outside. Mashenka by a mecher. Right, so that's all right, exactly. If you're supposed to get it, therefore you're riding my dog, it's enough. You don't have to write why I know what the oinus is, because obviously if you're riding my dog, you're being forced and you have to ride in my dog. But when it comes to a mecher, it's very possible not being forced. The case was like this. A guy had a debt of $100,000, and someone came over to him and said, if you don't pay me the debt, you're dead, okay? So he has a property. He sells the property, but he doesn't want to sell the property. This is his house. But he needs $100,000. He sells his house, and he writes to my dog. You know why he writes to my dog? Because he's hopeful that in a year, when he gets paid up, you know, when he gets more salary, bigger salary, he's going to pay up. So he writes, but he's not going to be able to get it back then. So he writes to my dog. The whole thing never happened, and I'll get it back. I'll get back the money, but I'll get it back.
My dog's not against the buyer.
Not a buyer? No. I forget about that thing. No. Forget about the reason. He needs $100,000, okay? Who cares why? He needs $100,000. He wants to buy a car. I don't know. He needs $100,000. So what he does is like this. He needs cash. He sells his house. Does he want to sell his house? No. But it's like an honest atzmai. He wants to sell his house because he needs money.
Yeah, but the buyer's not forcing him.
Wait, exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's the exact point I'm trying to make. He writes to my dog, so Mordechai's saying beautiful. So in such a case, it's not a my dog. So there, maybe you would need to explain what the oinus is, because maybe the maidah is just to get money. So again, we're trying to explain the Gemara saying. The Gemara is saying this. That wait the question until we finish the Gemara to get the clear guy on the Gemara. The Gemara is saying this. If you don't write what the oinus is in the maidah, it's not a maidah. So the Gemara, what are we talking about? Either gita with the matanta, gila mil svama. If it's a get to matanta, every maidah works. Why? Because you're obviously being forced. If you're not being forced, you won't do it. Right? You won't do it. Just don't do it. Right? A get to matanta. If you're not being forced, just don't do it. But Zvini is possible to do it even though you're not being forced. And which example? This example we gave. You got that? You're not being forced to do it.
Yeah, well, why does the buyer have to lose out?
He doesn't. Exactly. He doesn't lose. That's what we're saying. But it doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Because you have to write what the oinus is. And that's not an oinus. That's precisely the point of the Gemara. That in a case where he's not being forced, it's still possible to have a case of Moidah. In what case? Where he's selling it faithfully, everyone's very nice, it's true, but he writes Moidah because he himself wants to be Chayzer, and that's illegal. Therefore, when it comes to Zvini, Moidah has to say what the Oinus is. That you're being forced to sell it, that's what has to be said. But Gemara has a problem with that. Read the Zvini, Va'amar Rava, Loika Svina Moidah Zvini. You don't write a Maidah on the Zvini, Loilam. You don't write a Maidah on the Zvini. Why not? Why do you write a Maidah on the Zvini? So the Rashbam explains like this. There's two type of forcing someone to sell. That's partially the case I gave before. You don't write a Maidah because that's not being forced. But there's another case where a guy is forcing you by gun to sell something. But the Gemara, the Rava says, Rava Shita is in Daf Mem Ches, Mem Zayin and Beis, that depends how he forces you. If he forces you to sell you one of your properties and you pick out a property, he doesn't care which one. He wants one of your properties. And you pick out a property and sell it to him, we say it's Zvina, Zvina. Even if he forces you. Why? Because since you picked it out and you're getting paid for it, you're probably masking to the sale. When I saw the zoo, then the halach is that there it's being forced. So Rashbam explains that there's no reason to write a Maidah here. Why? If it's Sada, Stam, and he's picking out Sada, it's Taka Gozvini. So there's no reason to write my dog. And if he said Sada Zoo, which is Taka being forced, so there, you don't need a my dog, right? Rashbam says. Why? Because there, just bring Edim that you're being forced. Yeah, anyway, you have to have Edim. The Edom are watching the story happen. That's the Yerachim Ma'idah. So just bring Edom, not Rav Shtar, just bring the Edom that you're being forced to sell it. I can ask me, this is the Achroinim ask, maybe you want the Shtar just because you can't find the Edom. So the Achroinim, who are masakin this Takonos Rabbanon of this fake Shtar for such a reason? As long as he has an option of bringing Edom, we're not going to make it the con of a Shtar just to make it easier for him. That we're not going
to
do.
Edom afraid to talk.
What?
Edom afraid to talk in such a case.
And then they have a Shtar. It says the Edom also, the same Edom. It's not going to help anything. So therefore, that's how the Achroinim has. The Achroinim has cash, the Pella. But the words of Rashbam is that Mamar of Shah. If it's Sodah Stam, so then it's Taka good Mechira. And we said, even and if he needs money for sure, that's a good Mechira. It doesn't work. And if it's Sodah Zu, which is being forced to sell, the Rashbam says, Diba Sodah Zu, this is like the 10th wide line. Diba Sodah Zu, Haloy Avas Vina Zvina, it's not a good Zvina. But it's Sarach Maida, you don't need Maida. Yavi Edim, Sean Tzua, bring Edim to you forced. Vitivatal Shtar Mechira, Beloy Shum Maida. And you can vatal Shtar Mechira without a Maida. That's Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, I have a case of a Zvini, which only works with a Maida. Lo'ilam, the Zvini. Maida Rava, Hecha, the Onis, Ukamais, the Bardesa. There's certain Onis where you need a Maida, and you can't, and you won't be able to bring Edim to the case. Tahu Gavra, the mashkin pardesa lechavra. Someone gave a mashkin to his friend, with klashin for 3 years. And he didn't make a machon in those 3 years. But also the klashin chazaka, after he ate 3 years of chazaka, Omar, 3 years of chazaka, Omalei, imizavnis li muta. If you sell it to me, after 3 years, the guy says to him like this, if you sell it to me, good. If not, I'll claim I bought it from you. You have 3 years of chazaka. He blackmails him. Imizavnis li muta, and I'll pay for it then. But every law, kafshino shtar mashkanta, v'amino l'kuchav yodai. Kehai gavna kasivin maida. In such a case, you write in maida. Now, again, here you have to know, say, how do you write in maida? How do you know what's going on? How do you know what's going on? So look, Rashbam, like this. What do? You make a setup like this. You tell the guy, when the guy blackmails you, say, no, nothing doing. So you come with Edom, and you bring Edom to him and say, that's my field. And the guy says, no, I bought it from you. I bought it from you. Because he threatened to do it, he's like it came through. He did that. You don't need a star, 3 years. It's 3 years, that's a chazaka. That's what he brought to Edom. Then he goes back to the Edom, says here, I'm making a maida now, that I'm writing a maida, that I'm not, I don't want to sell it to him. Then you go back to the guy, say, oh, I see you really pulling through with your blackmail, okay, I'll sell it to you. He doesn't want to be a ganav, chasham, the guy at the mashkin, he doesn't want to be a real ganav. So he goes back to the guy with the mashkin, he says, okay, I'm selling it to you. And they write up a star mechira, he gets the money, gavaldi. Now, he has the Edom of the Maida. Why? Because now the Edom come and say he didn't want to sell it to you. So now the guy says, what do you mean? I bought it. No, he said, no, guys, I bought it. No, so the Edom come and say, no, you said Lekucha V'yadi. You said you bought it 3 years ago. You didn't say you bought it now. So you yourself said that like that. The Edom know that the guy's contradicting himself. Because the Edom now... what's the guy telling you now? Now, after the guy gets a real mechira, now he doesn't play. Now he doesn't say I bought it 3 years ago. Now he says it because he wants to be honest. He says, I just bought it now, and I even have a star. He's a star. I bought it now. Comes the Edom and says, what do you mean? I know that you said lekuchav yadei first, so you yourself said astira, and therefore the maida will work. If we look at the Rashbam, he says that he didn't think of saying. He didn't think of saying this anymore because now he has a star. And through having this whole shtick, the Maida will work. So here you need a Maida because here without a Maida, the Edom have no way to do this. You can't bring Edom. Where do you bring Edom? The whole way the Edom work is with the Maida, and therefore, Rava's maskim that there's a case of the Maida that you're right, you're dinim beba unsa, the planya, is only this type of case. So again, just the chazah over. By a matana and a get, every maida works. Why? Because it's a gilu mil sabama, which means that he doesn't want it. Finish. He does not want this get or matana. And obviously, if he wasn't being forced, he just wouldn't give it. He's obviously being forced. So therefore, you write a maida. Mashen came by a zvini, you're scared the maida is not real oinus. He just wants to hedge his bets. It's a real oinus. If it's a real oinus, so bring Edom, it's a real oinus. So we have a case where it's a real oinus, even though it's not, can't bring Edom. That's this case of Paradesa. Good? Okay. It's a little complicated Gemara, but that's the response to the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, hi matanta tamirta. If you give someone a matana and you tell the edim to hide, loy magbinim ba. You don't. It's not a good matana. Hey chidambi. Right. So Omar's gonna ask. Hey chidambi matanta tamirta. What's the case? Omar Rav Yehuda, the amul usadi. You tell the edis zil atmuru v'kasle. Go hide somewhere and write a star. Usually a star has a coil. Everyone knows Bezin's writing a star. And as a coil, here you tell him, no, go hard, go to a certain shtetl, go to a shed, and right over there, the star. That's what means atmar, that means hard, that's matana tamirta. V'yikadam riyam v'yisiv, deloy omar lahu, you did not tell them, teisvu b'shuku av riyasa. You didn't tell them to go, do it in the street, and in the rechoivas, in the marketplace. You didn't tell them, dafka, to go there. V'tichvu lehi. Ruth giving Shimon a matana, and he tells to Adam here, write a star, I'm giving Shimon a matana. But so one shot in the Tanakh he says, go hard. The other shot is, I didn't tell them, go in public and do it. I'm writing a matana to someone on a star.
We wanted to hide for one reason.
Because he doesn't want to give him matana. That's why it's not a good matana. Oh, it's not a good matana. That's smart. Matana tmirta loy magbinaba. It's not a good matana. What is a matana tmirta? So two levels over here. One man, the other says, means going to hide. The other man says, I don't tell him go in public. It's also not a good matana. What's a mafkbina? My benayu, which is really obvious, my benayu. You can benayu stomach. If you just don't tell him anything, so if you're the first man, the other, it's a good matana. I didn't tell him to hide. If you're the second man, the other, it's not a good matana, because I didn't tell him to go into the street and write it. That's mafkbina. So a matana tmirta is nishke matana. Amar Rava, Rava says, it's not a matana, but v'havya maida l'chavrita.
When he's going to Bezdin,
he's been there, he doesn't bring a shtar with him. He didn't go to Bezdin. What do you mean? He wrote my shtar matana, that's all he did. He didn't go to Bezdin yet. He wrote a shtar matana, he told the Edom to hide. Hide. So now, Shimon says, that's my property. So where's your shtar? It brings out the shtar. So it says the star. We know the star was written to go hide. What? The Edom is saying that the home to all
hide. Edom brings the star.
No, you need a kiyum star. You need a kiyum staros. Also, we'll see more than that. You have to write in the star. You'll see. You have to write in the star what they told you. Yeah, that's the more to be at then. The Rashi was found to say you have to write in the star what the Edom were told. They said we were told to hide, or we were told to just stam. Then it's a problem. You have to write in the star actually that we were told to write a b'shuk of riyasa. That's what it means. So, but Rava says chiddush here. Rava says it's not a matana, but it's enough to be maida, which means if afterwards I give a regular matana to Levi, I can use this star as a maida that I didn't really want to give it to Levi. That much is enough for the matana I wrote to Shimon, which is not going to him, is enough to be maida that I'm not selling it to Levi. That's what's enough, and that's why Taka I said to hide it because I didn't want Levi to chap. I didn't want Levi to chap. So it's enough to be a maida. Omar Rava, Omar Papa. How the Rava la fair shistma? It's not a first Rava. It was learned out of a story. El Machala, it's mine. They say it's no such thing really. What was the story? The who gav the other kedusha yisa. There was a guy who wanted a makarish isha. Omra le, she told him, you know, no problem, I'll be a wife, but I need money. If you write me all of your nechasim, have you lach? I'll marry you. Be loyal, have you lach? If not, I won't marry you. Also, so the guy went ahead. And the gear says, "Ozal amichtav la lekula nichse." He was about to write all the nechassim. The chassim was coming up. They were going to have the chassim. He write all the nechassim. B'shas the chassim. Write all the nechassim to this wife. He wanted to marry her. Also, break Ashisha's oldest son came. Amalev, who gave her my tavla? What's to be with me? Give me all the nechassim to the wife. What's to be with me? Amalu l'sadi. So he said, "Okay." He told Adam, "Zil atmer go hard be'evi amina, the other side of the city." Because v'kasvulei. And he wrote a shtar to his son, giving all the nechassim to his son. So now we have a story like this. And then they got.
He told Adam to write this.
Adam said, go hard, write a shtar to my son. Then a week later, came to Lake Terrace, and they made the big chassan over there. And right before the chassan, they made a big thing. They gave over the shtar to Isha, Gavaldik. So, now the shaila is, right after the chassan, the son says it's mine, and she says it's hers. What are we doing? Also, came the Rava, Omalahu, Loy Markana. Neither of them are koina. So pasuk that you learn is why not koina? The first one's not koina. The son's not koina because it was a ton of tamirta. I told them to hide. It's not a good matana. And the second one's not good because you have a maida. So it's right. It's enough of a maida because consider a maida. It's consider a notice that the next matana is going to tana. So it's a right to this thing. Zeman de chod v'sov v'shem de havi maidol l'chavrta, the star, the matola temirta, is a maidol l'chavrta. V'lohi, it's not the pshat. Hosam mucha milsam achas unsuhu de kosher lo. There it's muachach, but in the case of the isha, it's muachach, I'm only doing this to marry her. I don't really want to give it. So there, it makes sense.
But you really want to marry her.
What? But you don't want to give. But you're being forced to give the nechassim. But you're forcing. You're forcing. He doesn't really want to give the nechassim. And once he marries her, he plans on backing out. So therefore, it can be mokum meidok. There, it's obvious that it's also oynis. But real case matana, mar but real case matana, mehechat hesa, that should be a meidah. What? Why shouldn't you sell to give it to the second guy? You want to give it to the second guy. Here we have a reason to understand why you don't want to give it to. Now, what's halacha? Is the kedushin not a kedushin? The halacha was here. No one's kinder. Are they staying married or is not a kedushin? So
she wasn't married tonight.
Why not? She said she's only marrying him with that. So you're talking like the Chazanish. Chazanish says if he didn't speak it out, but shas the maisa, then it's not. Then it is matana. That's the Chazanish says. Others argue. There was a big dying. Rabbi Shlomo Dov Lefkowitz told me, "Oh, b'shem the Ein Yitzchak that he brings right from here that there you don't that there it doesn't work the kedushin. It's talking not chal. He says the Ein Yitzchak has a whole story with a get that the guy says whatever she says whatever she or he is one of the only get that you have the money." And maisa, they gave the get without making the tanai b'shas maisa, and they didn't give the money. And the question was, is that a good get or not? Same type of shalak here. The chazanish holds yeah, because they didn't make a tanai b'shas maisa. Others argue on that, but in maisa, that's what comes out that the maisa is a good maida because it's oynis. Ebayelahu, more the shaila. Stama my. So shaila, go back to the gemara before. The gemara machlekes. What's a halacha by stama by a matana of stama? Is that called tamirta or not? So what's a halacha of maisa? Ravida Amar Loi Chashinon, Ravashim Chashinon. So what does Chashinon mean? It's a suffix, really. So the way it works is like this. Loi Chashinon means, Ravida says, it's not like Matana. Matana Tamirta is nothing. The heart's nothing. Ashi says, it's a good Shaila by Stama, if it's a cool Matana Tamirta or not. Because maybe it's not cool Matana Tamirta. But, so what you do is, that it might be a good Matana, because it might not be. So Chashinon means that, if he took it already, you don't take it away from him. But if you didn't collect it yet, you're not going to collect it. It's like a suffix. Huh? Stama means you didn't tell Adam anything. You said here, write a star on Tana. Right, exactly. So if you want Mandiyama, that's called the Tana Tirta. Right. All the Mandiyama not. So he wasn't sure which Mandiyama is right Mandiyama. Therefore he says Chashinan. The halacha is Chashinan. That we have a suffix if a Stama is called Matana Tamirta. Therefore, since the suffix, Zog the Rashbam, every star you have to write, if you want it to be a good star, that the Adam write, Vehilkov, look at right from the Mishnah. Vehilkov is a chashinan, the legum akvinimba. Vehilkov, tzarech lichtei v'seich ashtar. You have to write in the star. V'kach amalonu. The owner told us, kosvua b'shuka, right in the street, v'chasmua b'bara, and sign it outside. And then the Rishvam says, v'apakav loy omar, ele kosvua loy, stam, even though these days, someone says write a star, they still write it. Star matana, k'moish tuk mekama, because he means a regular star matana. Therefore, every Star Matana has written like this, that the Edom say, they told me to write it in public. That's the best way to write a Star. This we know it's not a Shiloh of Matana Tamirta. So that's what we learned today. We learned today about Maida, about Matana Tamirta. We're coming out, Matana Tamirta is not a good Matana, but it's not a Maida either. And then, what's called Matana Tamirta? It's a Shiloh. If you say hard, for sure it's Matana Tamirta. If you give it Stam, it's a suffix, and therefore always make sure you write to do it in public.